Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani, and I'm giving you a courtesy call back here from Omax Health. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
32063.
Okay, thank you for that. I may have your first and last name, please.
Judy Bloom.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Bloom. Can you verify your address for me?
Well, that's what I've been trying to do for the last half hour, and your website won't change it for me.
Okay.
You sent my last product 2 months ago to the wrong address, and then I told you on the phone, and I'm sitting here trying to do it online, and it will not let me change it.
All right, let's see what's going on. What's the incorrect address?
It's 2217 Raymond Masano Drive.
Okay, the address that I do have on file right now is 510 East Minnesota Avenue in McClinney, Florida.
Well, if you look at my managed subscription page, the next order date, June 22nd, it says shipping information, and it's going to ship it to Texas again.
Okay, let me see. 1 second. Okay, what is that Texas zip code? Because I'm pulling up the one for Florida. What's the
78236. I'm staring right at the page. And I've changed it 5 times, find out, logged back in, and it's still there. This isn't
Barely
really worth it.
Okay, this is for the Omax Multimax Whole Foods?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm showing the last delivery was back in March. But the address that I have on file for you, Ms. Bloom, to be delivered is the 510 East Minnesota Avenue.
Yeah, I just went in and changed it. It still had the Lozano, Texas one. It's letting me change my credit card address. It's letting me change my billing address. It is not letting me change my shipping address.
Okay, so
if you guys ship it to Texas, I'm not gonna mess
as
with it anymore.
I am showing on here at let's see. The correct address as far as shipping is the 510 East Minnesota Avenue address.
Then why is the website still showing Texas? Because you're going to charge me, you're going to ship it there, and I'm not going to get it again.
And I'm not sure as to why on the website it's showing you, but on this end for this particular account that's coming out every 2 months, it's showing the East Minnesota Avenue address. I don't even have the Texas address.
Okay, how does the computer generate the orders, or, I mean, how is this going to work in June when it ships? Is it going to come off what I'm looking at, the website, or is it going to come off of what you're looking at?
It's going to come off of what my record has as far as the shipping. And also,
okay.
I do have the billing address. Let's make sure the billing address is correct. It's 61A Webster Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36113.
Nope, I've changed that 3 times. I'm telling you, I'm just about done. The frustration is just not worth it. I mean, this is ridiculous. On mine, it shows that it finally took the billing. It finally took my credit card billing. It's my end says the 510 Minnesota, but it will still show the shipping as Texas. So now your end didn't take the change on the billing.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on? Do I need to, like, just cancel my whole order and just cancel my subscription and then reapply or what?
No, ma'am. I'm showing that as far as in March, did you receive your last order in March?
You sent it to Texas. I called, and you guys shipped me a new one because
okay.
I'd already
did
got
you get,
charged it, for it.
Did you get that shipment to the correct address?
Yes, that was
okay.
The Alabama one. I had it sent to my daughters.
Okay, so you switched the address in March to Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, I switched the shipping, not the billing. I switched the shipping.
Okay, and see, that's the problem is when you put so many different shipping addresses in, it gets a confusion as far as where it should be shipped. But this particular address is for the shipping on the account now.
Well, if I
can't
be somewhere, if I can't be somewhere visiting and have my order shipped to me, then I'll just cancel the whole darn thing.
And it's not a problem to get it shipped to you, but again, we have to make sure that we have a correct address each time you move, being that it's on a subscription.
Well, I'm telling
unless
you.
Unless you want to go to the one-time shipments, and that way you're able to order at your convenience so it can go to the different addresses.
Okay, well, then I don't get the subscription price, right?
You know, correct. But, I mean,
okay,
if you're going through the hassle of my other stuff,
I don't have any problem sending it, you know.
Yes, ma'am,
I understand, but
as far as when you're trying to change stuff online on your end, and then you call in and we change it on our end, it's a discrepancy between the refreshing on the screen and how the information is updated. So that's why some information is different and some is not.
Okay, well, bottom line, can you fix it or not? Otherwise, I'm just going to buy this somewhere else.
Okay, and again, the shipping address that I have for you on file is 510 East Minnesota Avenue in McQueenie, Florida, 32063.
But you have your own billing.
Do you want to change the billing address?
I already have. I want the billing to be the Florida address.
Okay, and what
otherwise,
date? Did you change the billing today?
No, my credit card has been changed, I don't know, for a month or so now.
Okay, so that means you don't have the same card as well that we were already billing?
Yeah, you had the same card, but when I move, I have to let my bank know what the billing address is.
Okay, gotcha.
So I updated that. It's the same card. But if you guys don't get the billing and the shipping right, the order's not going to go through.
Correct.
Or I'm going to get billed and I'm not going to receive it, and I just want this. I can't just keep calling all the time.
Okay. Give me just a moment, Ms. Bloom, and let's see what we can do for you to make sure that we get everything updated, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm doing right now, I'm going to try and get the billing address updated on the account.
Okay.
Okay, give... Do we want to update the billing address to the 510 East Minnesota Avenue also?
Correct.
Okay. And the correct phone number for you is going to be 515-808-3201?
Correct.
And we're still going to use the Visa in 5403, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give me that... It was the 510 East Minnesota Avenue, correct?
Correct.
Where is McQueenie, Florida? What is it close to? Never heard of it.
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. And it is spelled MacCallenney?
Correct.
Oh, no E. Is there an E in there? I don't. Or is it
just
Y?
Yeah, MacCallenney.
All right, thank you. And I'm just going making sure my screen is going back and double checking to make sure we got everything plugged in as far as the 510 address.
Okay, I just don't understand. Like I said, I've signed out, signed in.
All right, it looks like I got everything updated for you. Again, your next shipment is not due to come out until June the 22nd.
Correct. Yeah, I'm afraid to change that, so we'll just do this.
Do you need it sooner?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid to change anything.
Now, if you want to go ahead and move the date, I'm at the section where we can get it taken care of for you. It's no problem.
Okay, why don't you change it to, let me look at my calendar, June 4th.
So move the date up to the 4th of June?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can get that done. You said June 4th, correct?
Correct.
That's going to be on a Friday.
Okay.
Okay, and I did get that updated for you. So we got your billing address and also your shipping address. It's going to be the 510 East Minnesota Avenue,
mm-hmm.
in McQueenie. And then we moved up your bill date. Your next bill date is going to be June the 4th.
Okay, thank you.
And you should be receiving an email confirmation, Ms. Bloom, to your Yahoo.
Okay.
With the address change in there. So probably if you want to log back out of your account and then go back in.
Okay.
So that way you can see the changes that'll be updated on the account for yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And also, you're only trying the whole max foods. Have you thought about trying our vitamin D supplements or our omega-3 fish oil?
Well, I already do a vitamin D with calcium.
Okay. Well, in the event that you do want to switch it over to Omax, just let us know and we'll be glad to start the subscription for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nothing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling Omax Health. You have a great evening.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.